This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The onset of autumnal weather in Ukraine is making fields too muddy for tanks and beginning to cloud Ukrainian efforts to take back more Russian-held territory before winter freezes the battlefields. The clock is ticking for both sides. Russia's rushing to call up hundreds of thousands of men to throw into the seven-month war, seeking to reverse its recent losses. The mobilization is sparking Russian protest with fresh demonstrations Sunday. It's also opening splits in Europe about whether fighting-age Russian men fleeing in droves should be welcomed or turned away. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos declared suspension of government work and classes for Monday as a Category 3 tropical storm barreled through the main island after making landfall northeast of the capital, Manila. Nearly 8,400 people were preemptively evacuated from the path of the typhoon, which slightly weakened after making landfall. Flights were canceled, ferries halted, and bus routes shut as heavy rains and strong winds toppled trees and power lines. Marcos suspended classes and work for more than two-thirds of the economy and roughly half of the country's 110 million population. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hundreds of foreign dignitaries are attending Tuesday's state funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. It's a reflection of the Japanese leader's immense popularity abroad. But Abe, who was assassinated in July, leaves a more divided legacy at home, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
To many world leaders, Shinzo Abe was a reliable friend who supported the rules-based global order. His shocking death brought an outpouring of overseas tributes. But in Japan, Abe's legacy is more complicated. To see how that's the case, look no further than the public backlash against his state funeral being held Tuesday. Polls show a large majority of Japanese oppose the event. In Tokyo's Shibuya neighborhood, those mixed feelings about Abe are on display. Mrs. Sasaki, a Tokyo resident, says she admires Abe's legacy, but says she doesn't understand why the government would spend so much money on the event. Another Tokyo resident, Mario Ito, says 70% of Japanese oppose the funeral. The fact it's being held anyway suggests the government is dysfunctional, he says. Abe was Japan's longest-serving prime minister, but by the time he left office in 2020, his popularity had plummeted. Part of the backlash has to do with Abe's ties to the controversial South Korea-based Unification Church. Abe's suspected killer said the group took excessive donations from his mother, and he accused Abe of supporting the church. It has created a tricky situation for Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, an Abe protege. His approval rating has sunk to new lows. But for the world leaders gathered in Tokyo this week, the state funeral will be an occasion to say goodbye to one of the 21st century's most influential leaders. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
Iran's foreign ministry says it summoned Britain's ambassador to protest what it described as a hostile atmosphere created by London-based Farsi-language media outlets. The move announced Sunday comes amid violent unrest in Iran triggered by the death of a young woman in police custody. Recapping our top story, the onset of autumnal weather in Ukraine is making fields too muddy for tanks and beginning to cloud Ukrainian efforts to take back more Russian-held territory before winter freezes the battlefields. The clock is ticking for both sides. Russia is rushing to call up hundreds of thousands of men to throw into the seven-month war, seeking to reverse its recent losses, the mobilization sparking Russian protests. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.